أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we'll be looking at Quran City, and so far we've looked at the city consisting of 114 buildings, which relate to the 114 chapters of the Quran. We've looked at the 86 Makki, 28 Madani. I said the city would never downsize or never expand. It will remain exactly the same. The height of the buildings is the number of ayat or number of verses in that particular surah. Let's go a little bit further now, and we're going to look for in the next few days at sort of an overview, a bird's eye view of Quran City. But before I do that, I'd like to tell you where all this came from. So we used Medina as a model for Quran City. Now, this is the Medina that the Prophet built. See, Medina literally means the city, and it's derived from the Arabic word Maddana or Tamaddun, which means to civilize and civilization respectively. Now, the other derivative of the word Medina is the Arabic word Dana or Dana, which means to obey, to submit, to owe allegiance to. And this is where Deen comes from, which is religion or Iman. So the city of the Prophet, Madinatun Nabi, was called Medina to signify the pivotal precept that the human being is a representative of divinity on earth and has been created to submit to divinity. When the Quran says, وَمَا خَلَقْتَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, we have not created the jinn or the human beings except to do my ibadah, to be in servitude, to submit to me. And that is the concept of Medina. Now, if you look at Medina in essence, in the center, there is a principal mosque. That was the mosque complex. That was the focal point and the socio-political life of the city. We have made the Quran the basic center of Quran City, because that's what it's all about. Now, in Medina of the Prophet, in close proximity, there was a market. And this was always there. Having the market near the mosque meant facilitating the Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. In other words, it allowed traders and buyers to visit the mosque, a community center, not only for their daily worship, but for other needs as well. We found that the industrial trade was in the city peripherals, so they didn't cause disruptions or nuisance to individuals. Now, what we did is, in the far corner, we put exiled corner, which is in essence those chapters that talk about things that would affect the human beings if you were near them, not particularly good behaviors. For example, you have Humaza, those who gossip. We have Ma'un, those who withhold even the smallest thing in giving people. Takathur, those who hoard, and so on and so forth. The Prophet declared an area of 12 miles around Medina as reserved for the protection of growth of shrubs, and an area of 4 miles prohibiting hunting. So he wanted to create some comfort corners, and we created a comfort zone in Quran City where we put Surat al-Dhuha and Surat al-Insharah. In Medina, the housing area surrounding the mosque emerged in the shape of sort of a circle, though it was anything but evenly formed, and the doors of some houses even opened into the mosque. The Prophet ordered all the doors walled except that of Sayyidah Fatima and Imam Ali. And thus in Muhammad Square we created a circle which we call the Ahlul Bayt Circle. In the Prophet's urbanization scheme, roads played a very important part. They linked up different city points. We've got 20 suburbs in Quran City, and they're all linked by a road system which we called M14. And that M14 is based on the 14 Ma'sumin, which is the Prophet and his pure progeny, through whom we learn about these different surahs, these different chapters, and therefore, as far as Quran City is concerned, these different buildings. And just some general things that the Prophet did about the roads. He said, about the width of the roads, he would say that they, you should make the roads a bit wider, which meant that two fully loaded camels were able to pass without any problems. He directed his companions to avoid needlessly sitting on roads, lest they cause congestion. And there were several main roads that led from the Prophet's mosque to different points of Medina, crisscrossing the landscape. And that's exactly what we try to do with Quran City. So that's just a little bit of a taster of how this city was built. And inshallah, we will look at each of the suburbs as we go on. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to look at the overview of the Quran and to be able to take things from it, which will, inshallah, make us reach our full potential. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ